Taylor Watch.
Welcome back to another episode of Taylor Watch, where we are here and we are watching Taylor Swift.
Always.
Gia, how are you today?
Good. Good vibes on this Monday, honestly.
Great vibes on this Monday. Yeah. I'm feeling good about it because I feel like everybody kind of came in with high energy.
There was a lot to talk about.
Lots to talk about today. Whenever there's something going on over the weekend that's like a national event, in this case, the Golden Globes, which we'll get into momentarily.
Yes.
There's always a buzz coming in on a Monday morning. Everybody wants to get their opinions off.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to be heard.
Yeah.
Myself included.
Me too.
Yeah.
I love to talk about this stuff. This is why I love award show season, because I feel like it just brings the people together.
It really does.
For your unwanted opinions.
We were saying, exactly, and where else except for a podcast and Twitter, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
We were saying that we earlier out by the desk that Twitter used to be so fun during award shows, like the most, and it was pretty fun last night. Nothing compared to how it used to be though. Like, we used to start live tweeting for award shows at like 4 p.m. You know what I mean? Like, it was like, oh my God, it's Golden Globe Sunday. Like, the fashion already started. People, you know, we're all like on the edge of our seats waiting to see what everybody was up to, what was going on, whatever happened all award show season long, which we are upon, which I'm thrilled about.
Yes.
But it's not quite the same. And this time around, I am only blaming that on the fact that E! News did not do a fashion red carpet.
Dude, I have never been more shocked in my entire life. And that's
crazy.
Like, not even an exaggeration.
Had they like released a statement? Like, I have never seen them not do. And it makes me wonder why.
I wonder why
something
as well.
Either went on or something. Maybe they're taking a stance on, for some reason, against the Golden Globes.
Yeah, I don't know.
Something is going on to the, you know, something to the effect of a problem has to have happened if we're not doing a red carpet with E! News. And so we had to watch
that. Did you watch the variety one? Yeah.
I did. I watched it. It was bad.
Brutal.
And I feel bad. I feel bad because I don't know how much better I could do, but I do think I could
I feel like
do better
you
than that.
For Jessica and Rhea,
we would crush it. I know. We talk about it
all the time. I feel bad. Like, you know, it is hard when you're interviewing these celebrities. You don't want to just ask them the same questions they've heard a million times over. But I just felt like I don't remember the woman's name, unfortunately.
Rachel.
But Rachel. I just feel like
back
they were.
Rachel.
And I couldn't tell. Was her country accent real or fake?
I couldn't tell either. Yeah. I am assuming real.
But then she switched it up a little bit
all the time. Like, depending on who she was interviewing, she switched up her voice.
I totally noticed that.
Was interesting.
Yeah. And I was just like, they're trying too hard to be relatable, like, trying too hard to, like, get these, like, they kept asking things from them. They're like, when are we gonna get this? Like, are you gonna do that?
It was a little pushy.
Very pushy.
It was a little pushy, whereas especially the Golden Globes are supposed to be the most lighthearted one. Mm-hmm. Like, you can, the red carpet Oscar hosts can ask about, like, next projects and whatever and, like, and tiptoe around it. But even then, like, you kind of know that if the celebrities are there and they're giving you their time to come up and talk to them, you don't give them a hard time.
Mm-hmm.
You're appreciative of the fact that they even came up and talked to you, especially for these people who are essentially nobodies. Like, I've never seen either of these two people in my life.
No.
And I'm pretty plugged in when it comes to the red carpet. But I've never seen him before.
Yeah,
and,
me neither.
And I, you know, people seem to know him and like him, probably working with Variety. Variety does do a lot of great series. They do the Actors on Actors.
Which
I love.
Yeah, love
and
that.
So it makes sense that they would be involved in this. Like, it all kind of fits.
Yeah.
But it is crazy that was the only red carpet show. It was kind of combined with Entertainment Tonight. I think the girl Rachel is from E.T.
Okay.
And the guy Mark is from Variety.
Okay.
But then they also had an E.T. thing going on, which I couldn't find that either. I would have watched that.
Yeah, I couldn't find that either.
But like, it just seemed, it was,
yeah, and then they would switch to that third woman and she would be like,
oh, I felt so bad for her.
Yeah, she'd be like, oh, Margot Robbie's wearing this beautiful pink sparkly dress, and they just wouldn't like show the people that she was talking about.
The problem was that they could not deal with the flow of things. Like, they could not.
They had a bad flow.
Yeah, they could not switch back and forth between like who had the celebrities and who didn't, and the girl, poor girl on the carpet, wasn't able to grab anybody.
Yeah,
like even if she did, they weren't showing her.
Mm-hmm.
The what the only person that she really got to talk to was Elle Fanning. And she had said, like, Elle Fanning's right behind me. I think we're going to try to grab her in a second.
Yeah.
And then I swear to God, 3 minutes went by. They cut to both of the other people. And then finally we cut back to her on the carpet. And Elle Fanning was still with her. And I was like, I can't believe that Elle Fanning waited around this whole time for it to come. And I'm sure that she ran into that problem a few times. Because Mark hogged the whole thing. And which, you know, fine. But he really hogged the whole thing. I think Rachel did an okay job getting people in and out, even though her questions weren't the best. Yeah. I think she was just nervous, which, like, again,
I would be too.
I would be nervous as hell. Like, I get it. I give them credit for being able to do it, especially, I mean, I wonder if they knew that E! News wasn't doing anything. Because, like, maybe they didn't know it was the stage was going to be as big as it was.
That is
I would
true.
Love to know how many people
that.
Were watching live. I actually didn't see. Because again,
and it's like a huge star set. Like that, Rachel. She had to.
She talked to Leo.
Yeah, that's literally what I was about to say.
And Lily Gladstone.
Yeah,
Lily.
Yeah.
Let's see, Variety. I'm gonna see how many people like watched it.
Mm.
If it's there.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, 391,000 views on that thing.
That's a
lot. That's a shit ton. That's almost half a million. You know.
Yeah.
That's people watching a red carpet show, and it's online. Remember, so you know it's not network TV. But I do not know what happened with E! News, and I really think that that put a damper on the like social media reporting for the night.
Yeah, totally.
Because it's way easier whenever we're watching E! News and there's someone doing their social media at the exact same time, and they're tweeting out the photos of people on the carpet, and it's easier to discuss and see the fashion. And I feel like I missed a lot of good fashion last night, and I have to go back and look.
Yeah, I didn't do my due diligence enough looking at people's outfits.
I got to do it again. Yeah. I got to do it today.
All I know is I loved Elizabeth Olsen.
Elizabeth Olsen looked amazing. The white dress, white.
Yeah.
The white dress
with like
the little lace.
Yeah, yeah.
I loved her. Rosamund Pike.
Oh,
wearing
so
that like black, so
Saltburn. Yeah.
She said she wore this like black fascinator with like netting in front of her face. Sorry, my cough. With netting in front of her face, and she said that she had planned this outfit or planned that hat, the piece, because she got in a bad skiing accident and she had like cuts or bruises on her face or whatever, and that's when they planned the outfit thinking that she'd still have a bruised face. Like her dress was already planned, but the headpiece was not. And then last minute they did it, but in time for the show, it did heal, but she wore it anyway, being like, it's just, it's great.
Yeah.
Like, how could I not wear this? And I love that she did.
Yeah.
Looks so amazing. She looked amazing. And I'm trying to think who else before we get on to the main event, obviously.
Who did
Margot
really
Robbie
like?
Looked incredible.
Oh, yeah, Margot Robbie
she
always
was,
slays.
She was wearing a replica of a 70s glam Barbie.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I think that was
like
called.
Like Superstar Barbie
Superstar
or something?
Barbie,
I think something like that.
The 70s Superstar Barbie.
Yeah, so cute.
Everybody's really, Emma Stone looked beautiful.
Yeah, I liked her dress. Greta Lee loved her dress. Do you know her? She's from Past Lives.
Oh,
she's
my fucking God, I love Greta Lee.
Yeah.
I love her. I love her. And I haven't seen that movie yet, and it's
God,
crazy that I haven't.
You have
well, you
to.
Just, you've been on a good binge
yes,
lately.
Yes, I have.
What have you seen lately? You've seen
I
Iron
saw
Claw, right?
Salt, I, like all back to back. Salt yeah. Burn, The Iron Claw, Past Lives. Mm-hmm. And then All of Us Strangers.
I need those last three.
Yeah.
I've seen Saltburn fucking four times now. I can't stop watching
it.
Yeah, it's so
I would
good.
Say wait for the, you know, All of Us Strangers to me wasn't that good.
Oh, okay. So I can.
Unfortunately.
Are
I
they
love
in the
Paul
award
Mescal.
Circuit, All of Us Strangers?
Like,
I
not
really.
Really
see much.
Not really.
Yeah. I got to make sure I watch all my, as many of them as I can before the
Oscars.
I know.
I need to see Poor Things.
Know. Poor Things was incredible. I saw Poor Things on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So good, Gia.
Yeah, I know.
You're gonna love it.
I'm gonna love it. I know.
It's
I'm gonna see it tomorrow.
It's a weirdy movie.
Yeah, I love it.
But you like a weirdy movie,
yeah,
and you're gonna love the subject matter. You're gonna love the idea behind everything. You'll love it.
Yeah,
I really, really liked it. Definitely top three for me. And I think
I've been seeing so much. And then when it won last night, I was like, okay, I have to see it.
It won last night. Emma Stone won last night.
Yeah.
Again, Sunday. You're gonna hear.
Oh
this
yeah,
on,
yeah, yeah.
You're gonna hear this on Tuesday, but we're talking about Sunday. Obviously, Sunday the Golden Globes premiere. But okay, so all of that was amazing. The awards, I think, were, you know, everyone was so deserving this year. It's hard to
pick and
choose.
Yeah, there was a lot of good choices.
I wish Barbie caught a couple more wins.
Yeah, me too.
But, you know, what are you going to do?
Yeah. Was there no, like, costume design or something for the Golden Globes?
Not that I saw.
Yeah.
And they may not have announced it.
Yeah.
I'm sure they gave them out. But
yeah, because I feel like who would
you
be
would think
Barbie?
It'd be Barbie.
Yeah.
I know, you would think. So, whatever. But on to the main event.
Mm.
Our queen, Taylor Swift,
yes,
was at the Golden Globes. She arrived in a custom Gucci floor-length green gown.
Sequins.
I would say green sequin gown. Yeah. The type of green I would say I would relate most to citrine, maybe. If I were to give it,
it was like a, it was like a lime green. It was
limeish. Let's see.
I don't really know how citrine. I would describe it, honestly.
Not citrine. That's not the word I'm looking for.
It's like a lime green. It's not, but it's there's not a lime,
very
though.
Specific. There's a very specific green that I'm thinking of. Mm. Green. Citrine. I'm just looking it up. There is green citrine, but that's not it. Mm. That's not what I'm thinking of. Tourmaline.
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 Okay, interesting.
It's killing me, but I'll figure it out eventually. It's a specific kind of green.
It's not yellowish, but like it has
it was
like a
kind
yellow
of yellowish.
Hue.
That's what I'm saying. There's a specific. I think it's one of the
chartreuse.
It might be chartreuse.
Yeah, I don't know.
Chartreuse. It is chartreuse.
Chartreuse.
It's chartreuse. is it?
Yeah.
I think it is. It is chartreuse.
A little chartreuse vibes.
Chartreuse.
Like this kind of.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. I'm thinking of a birthstone. Birthstones by month. Here it is. Well, fucking Etsy came up. Why? Everything is so hard. Okay.
Kind of like my Octobuddy, honestly.
Peridot.
Oh.
Peridot.
Oh, yes.
Is the color
period,
I'm like.
But yeah, with
yeah,
the T
period.
At the end.
Yeah. Yes. Peridot stone. Look.
Okay. Yes.
That's it.
Yes,
that's it.
Yes. Yes.
Peridot is the color, and wait a minute. Whose birthstone is that actually? August.
August. I don't know anyone.
Duet, like a bottle of wine. Well, let's just draw all the connections, so TikTok doesn't have to. Anyway, she's wearing a beautiful floor length custom Gucci sequin peridot gown with matching Christian Louboutin pumps.
Beautiful look.
Beautiful.
Never
beautiful.
Seen.
We got the
her
full bang.
Green, have we?
I don't think we have.
Yeah.
Like, once I can't think of a time where Taylor Swift has worn green, especially at an award
recently,
show.
Recently, at least.
Yeah. Full bang, no
bang. Full bang, thank
tonight.
God.
Full
thank
bang.
Fucking God. I was scared she was going to have that bayang out.
I thought she was going to have it too.
Yeah.
And I was like, girl, you're losing your roots a little bit. We need a full bang night.
Yeah.
I'm starting to
look
foolish.
I'm glad she went with
full
bang.
She went. She brought Kelly Teller.
Yep.
Bestie. Love that.
Yeah, she looked.
I like that Kelly's
great.
In the mix. I feel like she's a cool friend.
I feel like Kelly is just there for the good.
She's that
for good time. You
maybe
know?
Because I'm because I have we
same
both are
name.
Named Kelly.
Yeah.
Then I'm like, she's cool.
Yeah,
like, she's a bad bitch. Like
something about her.
I love
I just
Kelly
really
Teller.
Like
I'm so I very much like her. I think
she's like
cool.
her too a lot.
I think she's a good friend. I think she's like a good influence. I think she's the kind of friend that like will say the shit that that Taylor can't. You know what I mean? Which I love. Mm. You know, and so
but I feel like since she's like more normal, you know, like
definitely.
Or not famous, I guess you could say. Like she
definitely.
Probably keeps Taylor grounded a little
absolutely.
Bit. Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely. At least in the way of like, you know, your
friends.
Yeah,
like, it's
you're,
nice
you're
to
friends
have a friend
with
that's
normal,
not,
like
yes.
normal rich
yes.
people,
yeah,
not
yeah,
just
yeah.
famous rich
yeah,
people. So that's
true.
Case
that's,
with, Kelly Teller, formerly Sperry, by the way. I don't know if you know,
oh.
she's the Sperry family.
Okay.
Like
oh.
Sperry's. yeah. That's
oh, so
Kelly
she's not, she was not normal at all.
No. She's not normal.
Okay.
She is more normal than most,
okay.
but not
okay.
quite
okay,
normal.
I did not
yeah,
realize
she's
she was
Kelly Sperry.
Oh, wow.
Is her maiden name. And
wow.
then she married Miles Teller, obviously.
Okay.
So we love her, though. We love her
yes,
for that.
Yes, we stan her.
We stan big. So came with Kelly Teller, sitting at the table together. The table that she was at, I think was supposed to be, I think Emma Stone was supposed to be at that table.
I think she was.
Was she there?
Yes, yeah.
I couldn't tell when she won. I couldn't see if Taylor was in the back or anything.
Yeah.
But Willem Dafoe was at the table as well.
Yeah, which is funny.
Which is hilarious.
Yeah.
And so, you know, so far the night's going great. Taylor's like the last to arrive mm-hmm. on the carpet, which we all knew. Usually
yeah,
that's the
knew,
case.
Yeah, yeah.
They always make the, you know,
more
biggest
famous
celeb
yeah.
of the moment walk last. That's why Rihanna always goes last at the Met Gala,
yep.
you know. And so all seems well, all is fine. Then the show starts.
Mm.
And Joe Coy, comedian, is the presenter host. And unfortunately, this man bombed harder than anyone I've ever
seen
bomb.
I've never seen
in my
something
life.
So cringeworthy on live television.
Yeah,
like
it like makes me. I'm like sick to my stomach even thinking about
I couldn't
how bad
even
it
like
was.
I couldn't even watch
so
it. Yeah, it was brutal.
Brutal.
Brutal
is the only way to describe
and
it.
I
and
I had high hopes for him. Kind
I
of.
I had high hopes too. I like Joe Coy.
Yeah.
And I feel bad. I think he's funny. I think he's cute. I think like oh you know people love him.
Yeah.
He's got a good background. I liked him when he used to go on. The only time I ever really saw Joe Coy was when he would go on Chelsea Lately as part of like her panel.
Yeah.
And then of course he dated her later on and then they broke up. But I think it was, you know, an amicable breakup.
Yeah.
Nothing bad, just kinda grew apart, whatever.
Well, Bob Fox told me that they not to get on a tangent, but Bob Fox told me that they had a three-way and
oh?
Chelsea ended up being more into the masseuse. Oh, with the masseuse.
Oh, shit.
And she ended up being more into the woman masseuse, and Joy Coy was like, pissed. What the fuck? Yeah, I don't know if that's a reliable source of Bob Fox,
knows?
But...
Who knows where that story comes from? But I thought that was interesting. I do know that they didn't have a bad breakup, so it's not like...
Yeah,
we don't hate Joe Coy
at all.
Like, there's no hate for him, or there wasn't going into this. And I still don't think that there's hate for him, but I do think that he was set up to fail.
Yeah.
Whoever was in that writer's room for that monologue deserves to be fired.
Yeah.
No joke. Never can work on an award show again. Just from award shows. Yeah. You know, live your life, but no more award shows for you.
No.
Joe Coy read off some of the worst jokes I've ever heard in my life. Yeah. Like, they just, every joke was bad.
Bad. And then he had the audacity to blame it on the writers.
He blamed the writers.
Like, just like, mid-joke. Dude, like, after the whole fucking strike, you're going to be like, oh, the writers suck.
It was really crazy. Yeah. Like, that was nuts. And then what really put the nail in the coffin for him, I think, in my opinion, was the Barbie joke.
The Barbie joke.
I think
was
as soon as he made
a joke
about Barbie, his joke was, he talked about Oppenheimer a lot. He has a lot of respect for Oppenheimer, it seems. And again, who knows how many of these jokes he wrote himself?
Mm-hmm.
Not many, according to him, you know, whatever, but we'll see. He said, like, Oppenheimer is a movie based on a essay of 790-something pages of this and that and whatever. Basically, like, explaining all of the importance of Oppenheimer and, like, whatever. And goes, and Barbie was a movie about a plastic doll with big boobies.
Yeah.
And I was like are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
Like, and I get
way
it.
To just erase the entire.
No one laughed.
Yeah.
No one in the room laughed. I've never seen it. Like, all of the Barbie crowd was deadpan.
Yeah.
Like, all the people that worked on Barbie.
Yeah.
Nobody said
Greta
a word,
Gerwig
smiled,
like,
nothing. Greta Gerwig was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
In my opinion, you could have made jokes about Barbie that weren't like that.
Oh, totally.
There's just a difference.
Yeah.
And this is what, I think this is what, like, what you, me, and I know Caroline was involved in it. We were just trying to, like, get the point home so hard when Barbie first came out, in this office especially, where it's like, the jokes are lazy and stupid.
Yeah.
And that's why they're unfunny.
Yeah.
And it completely, like, to even think that someone's going to laugh at that joke completely minimizes the work that's been done.
Totally.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's just
I just think
it's like 10-year-old humor.
Barbie is
like,
too good for that joke.
Yeah.
Like, Barbie, you could make a clever joke about Barbie in any other way, but that joke is like, you just prove, oh yeah, no, men are fucking stupid.
Yeah,
like, it's been a while since I thought men are stupid. I thought, oh, I'm returning the table. Like, it's
fine.
After that, I was like, men are fucking stupid.
I was like, I can't even believe that I heard him say that. Boobies?
No, it's crazy.
You're really going to say
it
boobies?
It did make me feel better that that nobody in the audience laughed. And and Public Enemy number one, where Barbie is concerned, Kevin Clancy did say that the boobies joke was terrible.
Oh,
he said,
oh,
that
was
awful. He said, that was a terrible joke. I said, oh,
good. Yeah.
Finally, we agree on something.
Yeah, that's funny.
But that's how you know. Like,
yes.
Even the people here who were like, you know, chill out, Barbie, whatever, were like, no, those jokes were terrible.
Yeah,
like, whatever.
So bad.
But they sucked the life out of the room. They cut to commercial.
Yep.
We come back from commercial. Joe Coy decides...
It's
he's going to make a joke about Taylor Swift.
Like, I just don't understand. And it was like a one-off joke, too. Like, there was no, like, background. He just, like, got up back on the mic and was like, hey, guys,
sweating.
The NFL.
And after literally bombing for 10 minutes
straight, he's like, let's just
back
add
up,
one,
like,
more to
one more
make
it
worse.
And here's the thing with the joke. And people are now getting on. Even Erica came over here. And I kind of was like, what the fuck? Erica was like, oh, your girl gets upset about everything, huh?
Oh.
And I was like, number one, excuse me.
Yeah.
Number two, she's not upset. She's bored of it.
Yeah.
And she's not interacting with it. I think that we need to be annoyed with the people who can't make a funny joke. Like, there are plenty of funny jokes you could have made about Taylor Swift tonight. The fact that she's nominated for a Golden Globe because a bunch of girls went to a concert, or a bunch of girls went to the movies, or because, make a joke about how much money she has so she could buy this whole place. Like, there are so many other jokes that you could make about Taylor Swift that are funny, but also aren't, like, cutting her down and reducing her to the fact that she has a boyfriend in the NFL.
Yeah.
And that's the only thing they, like, said about her. It was fucking crazy to me that even made it past the thing. It's just, it's lame. It's a lame joke. And again, not offensive.
No.
Low-hanging fruit joke.
I just feel like it was
just lame as fuck.
It's been a recycled conversation since September, since she first went to the game. So it's like, how many times are we gonna, like, joke around? Oh, they always show Taylor Swift. Oh, they always show Taylor Swift. No, we get it. So to me, I felt like the joke was not offensive at all. No. It just was, again, lame, and you could have done better, and we've heard it before. Which I think her face reflects perfectly. Deadpan. She didn't roll her eyes. Whisper something. She just took a sip of her drink. No face. I really didn't like what Tommy said about how, like, she could have just at least laughed. Like,
no, I hate that, too. And he teeters on that, though, when we talk about these things. It's always like, well, come on. Yeah. And it's like, no, that's the whole point.
The whole room. No one in that room was giving him a pity laugh.
No.
Why should Taylor Swift?
Why does she have to?
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense to me.
It kind of goes back. The only person that played along with Joe Coy, and it was uncomfortable because she felt the need to play along, was poor Meryl fucking Streep.
Yeah, and that was brutal.
He made her do like the Wakanda Forever thing and like wouldn't leave her alone until she did it. And she's not involved in any of that. Yeah. So why are we picking on Meryl Streep right now and having her do it? It was just bizarre.
Very bizarre.
And she was a good sport about it and fine. But it felt like all the jokes were picking on the women in the audience. And it was highlighting everybody else. The only thing they said, the only shit they talked about any of the men was that Nolan made Oppenheimer too long.
Oh yeah, and De Niro and his
kid. Oh, and De Niro and his kid, and he's 8 years old with the kid.
And even that joke was so bad too.
It didn't land. I think that if someone else were hosting it and made that joke, maybe, and delivered it differently, like maybe it would have been like the cool scandalous joke of the night. Because everybody knows he's 80 years old, he got a girl pregnant, like whatever. Again, not even that offensive of a joke. It's just the delivery was so bad.
Yeah, his delivery was awful on all of them.
And the jokes were just written in the not written in the right way. Yeah. It was so terrible. And I agree with you. I didn't like what Tommy said.
I think
that it's like how long do we have to pity laugh? How long do we have to do this bullshit?
Like, I think it's a bigger narrative of like women having to fake a smile, fake a laugh. Like
100%.
Which
sucks. Yeah. That's what it is. But this is the things that we need to take note of to move forward. Like the fact that nobody laughed at those Barbie jokes and Taylor Swift didn't acknowledge that stupid fucking NFL joke, those jokes will stop. Like those jokes are now not funny anymore. Yeah. No one laughed at those jokes anymore. Think of something better or don't joke at all.
Yeah.
And I think that it helps the narrative moving forward. It's like we're not gonna laugh at this shit anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
Think of something better.
It's like you show your actual emotions of how you feel about a certain joke or a certain thing and like, oh my God, she's so dramatic. She can't take a joke, whatever. It's like, no, if you don't like something, why pretend like you do?
100%.
It doesn't make any sense to me. And I feel like that's been like a thing that's
pushed
on.
A man never would. If they put the camera on Robert De Niro and he didn't crack a fucking smile until
no one's calling
for
5 minutes. No one's telling him that he can't take a joke.
He finally cracked a smile when the camera wouldn't leave him alone and he was like, what's going on here? Yeah. Like, get out of my face, basically. Yeah. And like everybody was laughing, like, this is so awkward. Like, it's just, it's ridiculous. And I'm annoyed by how this has been twisted to Taylor can't take a joke.
Yes.
Because, and also, of course it is. Of course it is.
Of course, I know.
Like her, she had zero reaction at all.
Yeah.
It was barely even a death stare. I made a lot of jokes like, Taylor killed Joe Coy, like death stare, you don't come back from a look like this. And it was quite the look. But it was a look of nothing.
Yeah, and it was just
and
like,
that, in my head, is the most harmful look. Like, if you get a look of, you mean absolutely nothing to me.
Yeah.
I'm just sip my drink as if you never even spoke to me. Like, forget it then.
Yeah.
You know what I
mean? Yeah, like, I completely agree. It's just like, just really, really pointless to like start this whole conversation about Taylor Swift's reaction when it should just be like, Joe Coy's jokes suck.
Right.
Like, and everybody had a bad reaction to it.
Everyone
like,
had it, right. Or it not wasn't just her.
Sorry, not bad reaction, but everyone just had a...
Nobody had good reactions
to
any of the jokes.
Yeah.
No one laughed at any of the jokes. No one laughed at that one. No one laughed at...
Yeah.
Like I said, they showed the reactions of everyone else in the audience a million times. Like, you know, of course, Taylor's becomes the meme because it was because she's, she's mother.
Yeah.
Obviously, we love it. And I love the picture. I loved the reaction. I loved everything about it. I think it was great. Here's a question. Some people think that she was playing into it. I don't think so.
Playing into
being
it
like,
how?
Like she was like acting like like sassy on purpose.
Oh,
like she's done at award shows before.
Oh.
But I think that those people don't have eyes.
No, I don't think so at all. I just think like, I just think she was kind of like, really?
No, literally. Yeah. That's exactly it. Really? Okay. Yeah. And then Kelly Teller right there being like, cheers, bitch. Or it seems like she said cheers, bitch or something. I like to think that they had a drinking game going, being like, all right,
How many times
are they going to mention me, or how soon will they mention me, or if they mention Travis while I'm nominated for Golden Globe, we finish our drink. Like,
that'd be funny.
And,
yeah.
And that's the first thing they did. The first time that they acknowledged her all night, they just mentioned the fact that she's on screen on NFL Sundays.
I don't know if this is true or not, but it kind of seemed like in a clip of someone showed a clip of Taylor. She's holding her phone.
Oh, I saw that too.
And Kelly Taylor, and it seems like Taylor's like zooming in, and she's like, "This asshole," like
something
whatever.
Like that. Yeah. Yes, I saw
which
that.
Which I thought
same
was
thing.
Really funny because I would have totally done the 100%. Same exact thing. Like, took out Snapchat, zoomed in on Joko. This guy fucking sucks. Like, sending it to all my friends.
A billion percent. Yeah. And again, like, she's not, I don't think that she's so bothered by this. I think today she's probably laughing, being like, haha, yeah, like Joko, he stepped right in it. Like,
yeah.
He just stepped the fuck in it.
Mm-hmm.
And whoever wrote the jokes, how they got past a room of people in order to get on that stage
mm-hmm.
is beyond me.
Yeah.
Because whoever they all are, they're the most unfunny people on the planet.
Yeah,
Earth
that
at
that
the
was
moment.
Really
and Joe Coy
brutal.
Is taking the heat for it, and I feel bad because, like I said, Joe Coy shouldn't be public enemy number one, but he didn't handle it well either.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
And it's kind of weird to me for him to just solely blame it on writers when like you're a comedian, like don't you want to take pride in like what you use as your jokes, and like
totally.
Why would you want to like tell everyone that other people are writing your jokes?
Well, they always do, like a group of people always write for award shows and stuff like that, so I think that
Exactly.
It was
like, why do you want to, like, let everybody know that you're...
Totally.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, no. The reason he's wanting to let everybody know is because he doesn't want to take the heat
doesn't
for all
take the blame.
Jokes. But you're right. The thing, but as a comedian, even if you are bombing with these jokes, you can't then be like... You can't then pass the buck.
Yeah,
like, You gotta do better. Do something. Switch it around. Change the narrative. Whatever. So...
It just was a stupid thing for him in the first place to take, knowing that nobody in the industry wanted this job
nobody
for the fucking
reason.
Nobody
wanted to touch it with a 10-foot pole.
Yeah.
I know. And I think it has to do a little bit with... Right. It's a tough crowd.
Yeah, tough
and,
crowd.
And it's a tough year. But there's gotta be someone who understands that, like, bridge between funny and... funny and offensive. Like, you don't have to be offensive or rude or snarky when you're poking fun. Like, you can still poke fun. People were saying that that Bowen Yang and Matt, I can't think of his
name. Yeah, they're funny. I forget his name, too.
They should have done something. Obviously, the Tina Fey, Amy Poehler.
Yeah.
But all these people probably were like,
no,
dude.
No,
I'm not getting fucking involved in this. No way.
Do you get paid to do that?
I don't know.
Yeah.
That's a good question.
I was thinking, like, maybe they just gave him a number he couldn't refuse.
I doubt it.
But I doubt,
I doubt it's a pay thing. I bet it's more of like a, this
like,
is
this
a,
is
this
a good
the biggest
opportunity.
Stage. Like,
yeah,
this is amazing.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't expect to be paid to do the Golden Globes. Although, if I'm Joe Coy right now and I did that for free, holy shit.
Yeah,
I'm pissed.
Yeah.
I am pissed
if I
did all that shit for free. So, Taylor was unamused. During that joke, the one and only joke they made about her, thank God.
Yeah.
Nobody made any. I think after that, it was like,
after that, they clearly told him, just stick to the script.
No more jokes.
Yeah, no more jokes.
Just announce people, which I think was smart. You know what
Very
I mean?
Very smart,
because
it was just so brutal. At a certain point, it's like, people would probably start turning it off.
Mm-hmm. Turning it off, and also to like, they had the laugh track going. Like, that you could hear the, like, fake laughter. Like, the audience itself was not laughing.
Yeah.
And you don't want them, like, all these stars, people forget, like, celebrities are temperamental people. You know what I mean? Like,
actors,
actresses.
They're also, like, ego.
They're ego-driven, creative.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that as a negative thing. I'm saying that's like, I mean, honestly, this office is like that. Like, you kind of have to tiptoe around people's feelings sometimes.
Yeah.
Because people feel passionately about their art, their work, their stuff. Like,
totally.
it's people feel vulnerable when they're actors and actresses. And if you're going to come in here and make fun of them, it better be good.
Yeah.
Because otherwise they're going to be like, fuck you, man.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. Yeah,
I worked
like,
on
I
this,
just,
you know, I busted my fucking ass.
Yeah.
I like took myself out of my own being and I put myself in another person for you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
like, people get crazy. People are, and they're creative. Creative people are interesting people. So I think that you have to keep that in mind always. And it's crazy, but whatever. Joe Coy moved on.
Yeah.
We continued on. Taylor Swift did not win.
Yeah, you know,
award.
I really thought
that they like made that award just so they could give her an award and
I
give
know,
the Golden Globes some
me
shine.
Me too. That's
I think
kind of
Barbie,
what I thought the whole deal was.
Same.
Like, she goes to the Golden Globes.
It
she
was
wins.
The best box office cinematic achievement of the year.
Yeah,
and Barbie won, which we love a win for Barbie as well. We're very much Team Barbie as well. But I think that they gave that to Barbie because they didn't give Barbie any
anything.
Of the big categories.
Yeah,
I was
know,
surprised.
Which is shocking.
Not even one big category.
Yeah.
Like, if they had given them one, then I think that Taylor would have gotten box office cinematic. Although, I mean, did Eras Tour surpass Barbie? I don't know if it
did. I don't
did.
Think so.
So
no, it was just the highest grossing concert film ever. Yeah,
so that's interesting. But
and like, you have to think about it, like, It's not really a, it is a movie, of course, but like.
But it's a concert. Yeah.
Yeah, there's no like.
It's not quite. Yeah. I'm not so shocked that she didn't win.
Yeah, me neither.
But I am surprised that they made this new category, put her in it, invited her, she was there, and then didn't win.
Yeah,
that I am surprised about.
But as long as it was Barbie, I was like, you know what?
It's rare that Taylor Swift goes to an award show without winning an award.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if when's the last time that's happened.
Yeah. But I feel like also, like, this is, I mean, has she been to the Golden Globes before? I feel like this would be like, oh,
a fun
opportunity for her to go. Oh, really?
I think she won for Safe and Sound.
Oh, the music video or
the song?
Oh, for Hunger Games.
Let's see, Taylor Swift.
Just close your.
Or she's
eyes.
At least been nominated. I'm not sure if she actually has won. Why is it so hard to find? Oh God, I'm really bad at my keyword searches. I think. You know what I mean? Like I do too many details. Here, I'm doing her IMDb. She's won an Emmy. For what? An Emmy? Okay, I'm not sure that she has won any Golden Globes before this, but she has definitely been nominated. Yeah. She's been nominated 4 times. She was nominated. Oh, she was nominated last year for.
This says she was nominated 5 times, 1-0.
Oh, yeah. 5 would be Eras Tour.
Okay, yeah.
She's won for song, best original song for Safe and Sound, Hunger Games, Sweeter Than Fiction, Beautiful Ghosts, Cats, and also Where the Crawdads Sing for Carolina.
Okay,
and so she, but she's only been to, I think, 13, 14, and then, I don't know. Because she went in 2019. I don't know. She hasn't been very often. She doesn't go very often in the Golden Globes. But she has been.
Yeah. So like maybe
at least
like,
4 times.
Like, oh, I haven't been in a minute. Like,
yeah.
I guess she's never.
I guess she's been to all the Golden Globes and she's never won at the Golden Globes. So I don't know. Or all the ones that she's been nominated for and she hasn't won at any of them. So maybe I'm eating my words.
Right.
But I think that this just really, it did seem like they were going to give it to her. So kind of a bummer that they didn't. We're happy for Barbie though.
Yeah.
The most interesting part of this whole night though. Yeah. I think is the fact that in commercial breaks, if you were watching on the website streaming, I'm not exactly sure where it was happening because it wasn't on TV.
I was confused. I didn't see it on TV.
I think it was on the Golden Globes website. People were saying you could stream it, and
it's like where's people
during commercial
all this tea?
Breaks? Right, during commercial breaks, the cameras were still rolling.
Yeah,
and they were still showing people in the audience talking to each other, the celebrities hanging out, interacting, whatever. One, I really don't think that these people knew that this was happening. In real time.
You don't think so?
I don't think the celebrities knew.
Okay.
Or at least I don't think they knew right away.
Right.
Two, I don't think
that. Is
that
not a thing, though, that they always do? I feel like.
I don't know if they do it like this.
Stuff,
I don't know if they do it like that, where it's like, we can see.
I feel like they do that, though, during the Golden Globes, like the Oscars, like during commercial breaks.
They'll
cut to like.
They'll cut to it for like a second, and then they go to commercial usually.
Yeah.
But. I don't know if this was like unfettered access. Like this was like we saw a full 3-minute conversation between Kylie Jenner and Timothée Chalamet while she was like playing with his necklace and saying "I love you." Like that's crazy. That was so cute.
Yeah,
but crazy.
But
we were seeing that.
Yeah, very.
And then the long, obviously, what we're about to talk about is the long gossip conversation between clearly gossip.
Yeah.
If you were a gossiper, you know that this was gossip. Selena Gomez, Taylor Swift, and Kelly Teller. Mm-hmm. Selena Gomez runs up to Taylor and Kelly, who are sitting at their table, and says something along the lines of, like, you guys, oh my God, starts launching into a story. Taylor starts asking questions about it, and then it appears as if, based on people saying lip-reading stuff, based on a separate video where we have audio footage of Kelly Teller saying,
With Timothy?
Yeah. Question mark. So using all these context clues, we have deduced that Selena, it seems, went up to Timothée Chalamet, who is a friend of hers.
Yeah.
And also they starred in a movie together, A Rainy Day in New York, which is a good movie, although it is a Woody Allen movie, so take that with a grain of salt. However, I did like that movie. I just like Timothée Chalamet.
Yeah,
and I actually really like Selena in that movie, too. It's hard for me to... hey, Caroline. It's hard for me to... I flip up on Selena every other day.
Yeah.
Sometimes I hate her, sometimes I really
like
her.
I know, me too. I feel the same way.
And so it seems as if she went up to Timothy went to take a photo with him, had asked Kylie if she wanted to be in it, and Kylie said no.
Yeah.
And so that is the information that she's relaying to Taylor and Kelly. And both of them were in utter shock by the news.
It seems like people either think that she asked Kylie to be in it and mm-hmm. she said no, or she asked Timothy for a picture and Kylie said no.
Right, which that to me is no fucking way. I don't think that option is. You think that that Timothy Chalamet is going to let Kylie Jenner tell him who
know.
He can take a photo
if you
with?
Think about that video of them beforehand. Like, clearly he is obsessed with her, like in love
no,
with her.
But imagine that, but Gia. Like, imagine she comes up. First of all, why would she even ask permission? Like,
yeah,
to take
that
a
is
fo-
weird. But
like,
I feel like
I take a photo with Timothy. Like, they,
like
they're
I
friends.
I feel like maybe she like went up to Timothy, was like, "We should take a picture," and Kylie was like. Maybe like gave him a look or was like no. Well, think about like if
maybe,
I because Kylie and Selena obviously have some sort of beef, but the Hailey Bieber stuff, whatever.
It's all it all stems from that. Well,
imagine you're with your boyfriend and yes. this girl that you're like you don't really like. She's has beef with your bestie, whatever.
Yeah,
comes
yeah.
up and asks your boyfriend for a picture. I'd kind of be like, what the fuck, like bitch.
I think that I would react the same as Kylie in the way of like, oh, you know, I don't need to be involved in this yeah. conversation. I probably would just like turn away and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But Selena is a shit star. And I'm sure that Kylie probably saw them talking, politely turned away. That's Timothy and his friend, Selena, mm. not my friend. Selena probably like went out of her way to include, been like, oh, do you want to be in it? Like, she's one of those. Selena's so one of those to like, purposefully oof and to yeah. be honest I don't like that kind of girl I don't like that kind of behavior. To be like oh do you want to be in it or do you want to whatever I probably be like no like go ahead and yeah. I guarantee that's how it went down because I can't imagine Kylie is the least drama out of all of them for the most part
I don't know
do you feel
I don't know
I feel like she steers clear of
because
like the bullshit.
Way that Selena delivered the line and oh, Kelly and
no.
and Taylor yeah. Kelly and Taylor's reaction was so shocked
yeah.
that like it's not that shocking to me if Selena asked for a picture asked if Kylie wanted to join she said no to me that's not that shocking
no, right
it's 10 times more shocking for her to say that she can't take a picture with Timmy or like say
agreed,
no you know
which
what
I also think isn't I there's no way that that's happened like there's no way in my mind that Kylie Jenner is the photo police for Timothy Chalamet right now. There's no fucking
yeah.
way.
I don't know.
There's
I
just
guess,
no way.
I guess we'll
he's
literally...
He's a well-respected movie
yeah.
star. There's no way that Kylie Jenner is running his shit on the side. There's just no way. But I think, though, here's the part that we're missing, is that Selena Gomez re-delivered this impersonation of Kylie,
yeah.
seemingly, to her friends. Think about... Whenever you have an interaction with a girl you don't like or a girl you know doesn't like you.
Yeah.
And then you go then tell that reaction to your friends.
Oh, yeah. You're going to over.
It's always exaggerated.
Yeah, totally.
That's happening in Kylie. First of all, Kylie's face doesn't even move that much. Okay. Selena. I know that Selena is acting like, oh, no way. As if she made some stank face.
Yeah.
Kylie Jenner physically cannot make a stank face. So I'm clocking you there,
yeah.
Selena. I think that. She definitely said no to being in a photo because it would just create more drama than anything. But Kylie and Selena have an industry respect for each other because of Rare Beauty and Kylie's, you know, makeup lines, makeup shit. So they get along okay. But the Hailey stuff in the middle is where the beef comes. And Kylie got swept up in that drama a little bit, remember?
Yeah,
with the
eyebrow
thing.
Yeah.
But Kylie had never been involved in it. And she speaks highly of Rare Beauty, Kylie.
Yeah.
So I think that they have keep each other at a distance, respect each other. Kylie probably didn't want the drama of being in a photo with Selena Gomez and said no. And I'm sure doesn't explain that or say anything about it. Probably was just like, no. And kind of, I'm sure she may have
yeah.
rolled her eyes. I'm sure she was not kind.
Yeah.
But I don't think she was quite as bitchy as Selena is making it out to seem. Again, if this is all about Kylie and Timothy. But imagine it's not at all.
I know, right?
But it has to be.
I know.
Kelly Taylor is with Timothy.
Like, it's
too
so
much.
Obvious that
so
it is.
So obvious.
Yeah.
But I think that this is a very typical, like, this is grade A gossip. Love
yeah.
it. I also think this is majorly dramatized by Selena. And I also think this was a thing that Kylie should have just taken the picture.
Yeah.
Like, just...
I feel like this is the first time we're, like, divided on our opinions.
What do you... So, you think more that... Well, you're stuck and you think that Kylie is, like, controlling Timothy right now.
Yeah, kind of. I think that she was like, no, like, I don't think you should take a picture with her.
I just think that
I don't know. Because
crazy.
I just feel like Taylor and Kelly's reactions, like, Kelly Taylor literally was like...
No, they were so shocked. Gasped. You're right. They were so fucking shocked.
Like, I don't know. I just feel like her being like, oh, yeah, I asked Kylie to be in a picture and she said no. Like, for them to gasp like that and jaw drop, so like, to me, that's not a shocking news.
I just think that imagine. So then, if that is the case, I'm embarrassed for Timothy Chalamet.
Oh, well, yeah.
Babe, I can take a picture with whoever I want.
Yeah, like, why are you letting your girlfriend, like, say who she... But I really think...
Because that's nuts.
I don't know.
To me.
It's so hard.
Especially
because
they work together and are friends. Yeah. Like they work together. They run in the same circle, Selena and Timothy.
I mean, it's very hard for me to picture this interaction because I feel like there's so many different scenarios with these three because there's so much underlying mm-hmm. history and whatever. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I could see Kylie being like no, like don't do it, whatever. And Timmy being oh, like okay, babe. Like I don't know. I just feel like based off that video of them where Timmy was so encapsulated
true.
By
He's
her.
He's in love with her. They're in love. They are so in love. Yeah. They're both so in love.
Yeah.
Maybe I wonder if maybe Kylie like said something to Timothy like don't do that, babe, or like don't kind of as like a side thing, and Selena heard it.
Yeah,
because I just
like
can't imagine Kylie acting like that in front of. And also, Kylie was by herself. She didn't have like her sisters to back her up.
Yeah, yeah.
Which, whenever it's Kylie alone, she's pretty much like in the shadows. Chill, like, she really does not. She doesn't try to like make a scene.
Yeah,
and she would never be making a scene at the Golden Globes. You know what I mean? Or at least I wouldn't think. I think Kylie, out of all the girls, is the most like level-headed when it comes to being with other celebrities. You know what I mean? She just kind of keeps to herself.
Yeah.
She knows that she's not a fucking Oscar winner or a Golden Globe winner. Yeah. You know what I mean? She's lucky to be there. But I think that I cannot picture a world where Kylie is so aggressively rude to Selena's face.
No, I
think there had to be like an overhearing thing. Oh God, I just wish we knew.
I know.
I just wish we knew.
To be a fly on the wall is God. Like, I would pay millions.
I could speculate for hours.
I know. That's, I definitely don't think Kylie was like, no, like the way that Selena
definitely,
like over-exaggerated.
No, yeah.
But yeah, I can't blame Selena because like, how many times have I told a story to my girlfriends and been like, and this bitch,
oh,
like,
no. To be clear, I would have, if that had happened at all, like if any of our speculations have happened at all, the way that I would be sprinting back to my besties and telling the story, especially after a couple glasses of wine, forget it.
Yeah.
I am telling the most dramatic story of my life. I'm making a face. I'm doing everything. That's what I'm saying. Like, we have to remember there's
glasses
of wine
involved.
Also, that's
true. There is some Prosecco or Moet or whatever they're drinking
going
on. And
by the way, my reaction too. If I hear a story like that,
yes,
my reaction is
say.
Bigger.
Like the drunker
my reaction
I am,
is, oh my god,
that
fucking bitch! Like the whole thing.
Yeah.
But Taylor, the only reason I think that they finally wisened up to people seeing them all talking and gossiping, you know, in between commercials, is that Taylor started finally like hiding behind Selena's face and like covering her mouth and hiding, you know, whatever from cameras, so you couldn't see what Taylor was saying. Mm-hmm. So we have no idea. We could only see what Selena said. Kelly's reaction, and we could not see what
Kelly
Taylor's
Keller
reaction.
Cracked me up with that reaction. She's the best. Like, girl, like,
she like fell off her chair.
look around you, like, be quiet.
She fell off her chair and she screamed.
William Dafoe is like sitting there, like,
Willem Dafoe literally is like,
you'll never believe what I just heard.
No, we need Willem Dafoe on the pod. Willem, I think that he can take a break. Listen, you can bring your prosthetic chin from Poor Things. People that have seen it know it. Bring that shit. Come on here and spill the tea.
Give us the tea, please.
It's time. He's the only person I want to know. Yeah. I want to hear from right now.
He's probably so zoned out in his
own
totally.
World. He's like, I got to get the fuck out of here. He's like, what am I doing here still? Like, I'm next to these teeny boppers. And they're teeny boppers, you know?
Yeah, but very funny. But yeah, I really wish that I had some sort of, that, you know, there was some intel or whatever, some firsthand encounters.
Me too.
I guess we'll never know unless one of them says something about it eventually, but I highly, highly doubt it.
Well, you know what we got to do now is keep our eyes peeled for likes by Selena Gomez. Likes and comments.
This is when
that girl can't stay offline.
This is when she'll start commenting.
She is messy right now, and she's messy online always. Yeah. And so I'm sure after this day of news cycle gossiping, whatever, all these stories, she'll like some TikToks. She literally can't help herself.
Yeah.
Like, she will point us in the right direction.
Right direction, yeah. Or
and
at
I
least
look forward
her,
to it.
Her account.
Whatever her
yeah.
side of the
yeah.
story. Yeah. Whatever her side of the story is.
Yeah.
I wonder, like Kylie Jenner will never address this. Like she
No,
just,
never. Neither would
she's on her I think Kylie Jenner is on her like I want to be taken seriously grind.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Agree.
Like she's like I'm even last night she was like fresh faced makeup, like a very you know, subdued.
She didn't
dress,
walk the carpet.
Didn't walk the carpet. Let Timothy go by himself. Yep. Like, she was being honestly fantastic. Like, a great girlfriend.
Yeah, a really
good girlfriend. Like, this is his night. He's nominated, you know, whatever. Being so sweet to him. Like, I liked it.
That
I thought
clip that was really cute.
Really cute. Like, really
cute.
Really adorable.
And everyone was saying that they were kissing weird. I didn't think they were kissing weird at all. Yeah, I think they were just so, like, having such an intimate conversation.
Also,
like,
when you kiss somebody chair to chair and you're, like, holding face, that's how it looks.
Yeah,
that's
and, like,
they
were mid-conversation, too. So, like,
yeah,
it was just really cute.
I didn't think, I thought it was, the whole thing was adorable.
Yeah,
and again,
too.
Like, we're, this is an anti-Kardashian podcast, except we,
I know.
With the, it's mostly just Kim.
Yeah.
Everybody else, pretty
I know,
much.
Like,
I love Kylie. I like Kendall.
I like Kylie. I like Kendall.
And Khloe.
I don't like Kourtney. I like Khloe.
Yeah, I like Khloe. Kourtney's annoying as fuck. Yeah. Kourtney and, Kim
can fuck off.
They can fuck off. but Kylie,
I love Chris.
Love Chris.
Yeah,
she's a mastermind.
Yeah.
Chris.
Oh yeah.
But
call Taylor up.
But no, Kylie, just call Taylor up. But Kylie is fine. And so I think that this is. I think we will find out that this is a Selena Gomez. Bring it back to Hailey Bieber, Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
It's always she's always got an agenda going, man. Always.
Yeah, I don't know. I just there's always something at these award shows that people love to speculate about, and what were they saying? What was the reason? We'll never find out, but there for sure it has something to do with
definitely
Timothée Chalamet and Kylie Jenner.
It does,
and there was some sort of photo,
and there was something going on, right? And there was some picture. So if we see a photo of Selena
of
and Timothy
Kylie flipping off
with Kylie in the background with a sour puss on her face, then we'll know what the fuck is up.
We'll know
exactly what happened.
Yeah, that's true. What photographer is just sitting on that picture?
I know.
Right now?
Right? Like, release it.
Yeah,
release the photo.
Yeah,
I'll pay whatever.
Yeah.
So yeah, all in all, interesting night as far as the Golden Globes are concerned. I didn't see any photos or anything from after parties.
No, yeah, me neither.
Travis didn't play in his game yesterday, which was also in LA. And when they cleared him that he wasn't playing kind of earlier in the day, I was like, is he going
to
show up at the fucking Golden Globes tonight?
I know. That's why I said to Jessica, I was like, why can't they just let him go?
Just let him go.
She's like, that's not how it fucking works.
No way.
I was like,
that'd be
I know,
so crazy.
But still, yeah.
People would flip a shit if he did that.
Yeah.
But
you can. But
you
yeah,
can't
it, at first I was like, oh, is he in trouble? Like, I'm confused.
What happened? He's hurt?
No. So none of, like, barely any of the starters played because it was.
Because they want to save
the
it
game
playoffs.
Didn't really matter. No, either if they won or lost, they still would have been the 5 seed. I'm not sure, honestly.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm
I
not
no
sure.
Idea.
But I don't think Pat Mahomes played either.
Okay.
At least that's what my sister said, so I don't know.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But yeah, I thought
I
thought that he was, like, in trouble or something. But no, it just seemed like most of the starters were not playing this
okay.
game. Yeah.
Interesting. We just learned before we came in here.
Yes.
We have one more thing. I don't want to forget about the New York Times article. We'll talk about that at the end. The New York Times opinion piece.
Oh.
We'll talk about that at the
end. Okay, okay.
But this conversation kind of segued into what Clemmer just came in here and told us, which is that on this upcoming Saturday is the Chiefs-Dolphins game, first playoff game, and you have to pay to see it. Peacock.
It's bullshit.
First NFL game that anyone's ever had to pay for to see.
It just makes
playoff
no
game.
Sense because who's going to be paying for that besides, like, you're limiting
right.
your money and
besides
ad revenue,
the
I feel
fans,
like. Yeah.
And it's not a way. Clemmer came in, you know, conspiracy hat on, and I agree completely that they're doing it to take advantage of the Swifties.
Probably.
Wanting to watch the Chiefs game.
Yeah, totally.
And Travis, and if Taylor is there and everything, and you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I think, yes,
well, they
I think
know,
that's definitely
there's
what
a reason why they picked the Chiefs game.
No,
they
totally.
They know that those games probably get more viewership because
definitely.
Of Taylor or whatever. So, yeah, it's selfish.
I don't
and
like
it's
that.
Stupid. I don't know if this is factual. We're not exactly the most factual podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
But
facts are loose.
At least what I remember, I can't remember a time where you've had to pay for football.
Neither can I. Clemmer said also that you've never had to pay
for
football. So I'll go, we'll blame it on him.
Yeah,
he said,
that's Chris.
That's our source is Chris Clemmer. And he said that you've never had to pay to see football before.
And I believe
like
him with that for sure. Because I can't ever remember. I feel like that's something like my dad would complain about or something. Like
I'm about to call my dad on the phone right now. Should I call my dad?
And say what?
And say, have you ever had to pay for playoff football before? No, I don't feel like getting on the phone. He'll never get off the phone. He'll want to talk about Joe Coy last night. I don't have time. I'll call him later.
Yeah.
But
that
is.
I'm like 99% sure.
No, I feel the same. And I trust Clemmer as well.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, well, they never had any sort of games on streaming or anything until the last couple of years.
Prime.
And I understand that some of them being on streaming means you have to be like having this streaming service.
Yeah.
So I guess that's kind of technically paying for it. Excuse me. Kind of technically paying for it, but not really.
Yeah.
I think that this is another thing. Peacock is having you have to pay to watch this playoff game.
Yeah.
So that's kind of crazy.
That is crazy. I don't appreciate that.
I'm going to tell you something right now. I will not be paying for it.
No.
Not paying for it. No. The NFL will not get my money. Peacock will not get my money just because I want to see Taylor Swift in the stands. And I think that Swifties need to take a stand. Stop using us. Stop using us for views.
Yeah.
If you're a Swiftie and you love the and you have a newfound love for the game of football and you want to watch the Kansas City Chiefs versus the Miami Dolphins.
XYZ. That's exactly what I call it.
Start getting in the trenches with the real NFL fans. Go on the Reddit streams. Real NFL fans are not paying for this shit. Yeah. And I bet those perverts on Part of My Take would say the same thing. Real NFL fans are not paying for their football.
Yeah, it is bullshit. I hate that, and it's stupid, and, like, you're just making people angry at you, so I just don't understand
completely.
The point.
So we'll have to see what happens with that. We'll have to see if there's outrage. But last thing I want to quickly talk about is the fact that the New York Times is canceled.
Mm-hmm.
We hate them forever and ever. Here's the deal. For those who don't know, the New York Times on, Thursday or Friday? I forget.
Yeah, it was right around the weekend, maybe Friday,
published an opinion piece by someone named Anna Marks.
5,000 words.
5,000 word opinion piece about Taylor Swift's sexuality and how she is actually gay and is pretending that she's not. It was every bit of information I've ever seen on a conspiracy theory TikTok.
Mm.
And it was disgusting.
Yeah, it's just...
And
I saw
can't
this
believe
girl's
that it
tweet,
was published.
Someone, like, quote tweeted, and they were like, why does Taylor's publicist, like, always have to come out and say something whenever it involves, like, the possibility of Taylor's being gay?
No, people are so backwards.
Because it's such a weird narrative to keep pushing, and, like, why do you want... Some random person writing a 5,000-word essay in the New York fucking Times saying Taylor Swift is gay and here are the facts as to why. Who the fuck are you?
Seriously, who the fuck are you? Yeah. Because at what point...
It's disrespectful.
It's disrespectful. And at what point do you ever think it's okay to label someone anything?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't do that.
Yeah.
You can't
do that. No one's writing a 5,000-word piece about how... a gay person is straight.
That's what I'm saying.
Like this guy's
actually not gay at all. It's
imagine.
Like, what do you mean? Right. Yeah. Imagine. Because that's fucking insane. And I also, I don't like, because you're right, the people are kind of having this attitude of like, well, it's homophobic because they're so mad about it. It's like, no. They're not mad about whether she's gay or not. If she were gay, she would be gay.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. She's not, though. Yeah. And she doesn't need to have people speculate on her sex life or her sexuality, all of these things. It's insane.
Yeah.
So that being said, a reliable source, unsure whether or not it's actually Tree, because Tree has been kind of throwing her name into things lately. Mm. So I don't know if it was actually Tree or if it was someone else close to the vest. Has to be, though, I guess, because it's CNN.
Right.
Spoke to CNN and said that this opinion piece that the New York Times has put out was inappropriate, invasive, and untrue.
Yeah.
And
inappropriate is a good word to use.
It's just very inappropriate.
Like, just no need. You can talk about it with your friends, whatever, but a fucking 5,000-word opinion piece in the New York Times is just insanity to me. And the fact that the New York Times would allow that to be published is crazy.
It was so nuts.
It was really
fucking crazy. Like, seriously, we talk about it all the time on here, and we've had this exact discussion multiple times, the Gaylors and how they're insane and whatever, and how people just, like, see shit on TikTok and believe it as fact, and it's, like, insane, and how fucked up it is to, like, try to put someone in a box just because you want to relate to them more. I'm sorry that she's not gay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You can relate to Taylor Swift in a million other ways.
Yeah.
That is not one of them.
Yeah.
And the fact
and
that
also,
she,
even
like,
if she is, like, bi, like, it's really not our business to be writing.
No, it doesn't matter. Yeah. It doesn't matter. But I'm saying that she has said herself, I don't like when people make these speculations because it's not true. I'm not, I am an ally to this community. I'm not claiming to be a part of it. I'm not trying to pander to this community.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to capitalize on this community.
Yeah.
And that's where it comes from. Because it's like, people, you know, they accuse Harry Styles, the same thing. Shawn Mendes, the same thing. Queer baiting. That's what they say. And they would probably accuse her of the same thing if she were ambiguous about her sexuality.
Yeah.
But she has come out and said, I am not gay.
Yeah.
And this is the situation. But I'm glad that I'm able to be an ally with a voice to support these people.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I think is important to
totally.
Know that she wants to be supportive and she is supportive, but just because she's supportive, like she said, she was like, I never thought that I could speak out and be an ally for a group of people that I wasn't a part of.
Yeah.
And so it's great that I can. When You Need to Calm Down came out with a music video, she said all this during the Lover album. And And I think that that's like that should have been it.
Yeah.
That's it. It's makes no sense to me.
It's just this weird narrative that's been pushed for so fucking
long. It's
just gross. Where it's like go outside and take
go outside
and like get a breath of fresh air and touch some grass, because it's fucking crazy
that TikTok,
you have the time to do that 5,000 words. It's just it's wild, wild, wild to me.
Wild.
It's just,
TikTok
it's,
is
and
not
it's like,
facts.
Yeah,
and TikTok is not facts ever.
And like, it's just exhausting. Like it's exhausting. I can't even imagine how exhausting it is for her to constantly be like, "I'm not gay." Like, what the fuck? It's just
exactly.
crazy. Yeah. I mean, I feel her pain.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, like you, right? Like you. Yeah. I feel like this happens to you all the fucking time. Like it's very annoying.
It's just an annoying thing that people constantly say. Like I post about how I think a guy's hot, and they're like, "Oh, I thought you were gay." How many times do I have to comment, like, no, I'm straight, like, whatever. It just gets repetitive, annoying, and it always feels like it's coming from a mean place when it's from other people. Like, oh, she looks gay. She dresses gay. I thought you were gay by the way that you dress.
Yeah.
What does that even mean?
What does it even mean?
What
like,
does
stop.
That even mean,
this
first
is
off?
Not,
yeah,
right.
it's
this
just,
is not
it's,
the...
it's very, like, I've never... I can't even really describe the feeling that I get when I see those types of comments when I post something. And it's like, is she gay? Like, because it doesn't hurt my feelings. It just.
You can tell it's not coming from. It's not coming
it's
from
just
a place.
Like, why, even, are we even
why are we
commenting on
this?
My videos
right.
about my sexuality? You know, like right. I'm posting a fucking video of my outfit. Why are we saying, is she gay? Like what? Like I'm just
saying.
It makes
saying, no sense. Right. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
It also too is it falls under the umbrella of just the internet perceiving you and feeling like they have the right
to
perceive
to be like,
you
you're
the way
this
that
way.
They want to perceive you. It's like, don't tell me who I am.
Yes.
Do not tell me who
that's
I am.
Exactly.
I'm telling
yeah,
you
that's
who
a
I
good
am.
Way, yeah.
I'm the only person that can vouch for me.
Yeah.
So stop trying to project your bullshit on me. And I think that it's almost, I don't want to say malicious, but sometimes it's weird and possessive and strange when you try to push something onto someone, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not limiting that only to sexuality. There are other things where it's like, oh, you believe this or you think this or you act like this, and it's like, but no, I don't believe that. I don't act that way. I don't do this. This isn't me. Like you when anybody tries to put you in their own box, it makes no fucking sense to you, because it's like, who the fuck are you?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so this person, Anna Marks, whoever the fuck, like, I literally, you gotta get off TikTok. I read bits and pieces. And I was like, this girl must have sat online, and or she must be like a Swiftie who wishes that she could relate and relate it to her life. And she still can, by the way. You can relate everything that Taylor Swift says and does to your own life.
Yeah.
But just put it in terms of yourself. It doesn't have to be Taylor. Like, you don't have to be Taylor.
Yeah.
And you can just relate to her music. You don't have to. It doesn't have to fit perfectly in your narrative. And this girl clearly just sat on TikTok and watched all these videos, and the algorithm showed her more and more and more, to the point that she felt the need to write this article, submit it to the New York Times, and for the New York Times to publish it. I don't know.
So wild. I just would really love to know, like, who okayed that. It's
insane.
Yeah. It's just another.
It's insane.
Another day of bullshit coming from people who don't know shit.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Also, right after the same day that article came out, I want to say it was Saturday, the same day that the response came out, the CNN stuff came out, Taylor Swift was seen, I don't know where, what she was at, that video of her, like, talking to that guy and being like, okay, like, blah, blah, blah. Did you see that video? I think
no.
I sent it to you. Or I sent you only a little clip of it. There was something where she was talking with these two old white guys who were bald or whatever, and she was like animated in like an angry way.
Yeah.
And one guy says something to her, and she basically was like, okay, and like sipped a glass of wine. So she was like having some kind of conversation. People think that maybe it had something to do with it. I have no idea.
Okay.
I'm just saying shit because I see it online. But again, like, it's, I get the feeling that Taylor is fatigued by Taylor Swift online and everybody talking about it and everyone doing, like, making mountains out of molehills on every fucking time she shows up somewhere
blinks
whatever, and she shouldn't have to do that. And I think that also her, like, being at all these things and doing all these things or whatever, I feel like she's trying to desensitize us to her.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I'm here. I'm going to be here all the time. Like, get used to it.
Yeah.
You don't have to make a headline about it every fucking time. And people are still making headlines about it every fucking time. We have to stop.
It is crazy. Like, she just has, I don't know what it is.
It's like, well, it's magic clickbait. You know what I mean? Like, if you write about Taylor Swift, I mean, but look, we got this podcast. I write a blog or whatever. I can't act like we're not slightly complicit in that capacity. But I do think that people write crazy. Like, they do a full article about Taylor Swift, you know, walks into the Chiefs game. Here she is walking in.
Yeah.
Write a whole blog about her walking in. I'm like, stop.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's crazy. It's beyond. But all right. All right. That's enough of that. I think that's it.
Yeah.
I think that was all that happened in her world.
Yeah.
This past weekend. The Golden Globes were something. We have Grammys are soon. February, I think.
Early February or middle?
Well, I guess it's almost February right now. Let's see. It's not really
almost
much.
February.
Like, it's
already
February.
It does feel like January should be over. Hey, February 4th.
Oh,
but that's the Tokyo, is it not?
Isn't that also the Super Bowl?
No, the Super Bowl's weirdly late this year. The Super Bowl is like February 11th, or it's like February 11th or 17th or something like that.
So then, yeah, the Grammys are the Grammys.
She won't be at the Grammys.
She won't be then.
Yeah. Because she'll be on tour. But yeah,
she'll be on tour. Super Bowl
is the 11th,
I'm
pretty sure.
Is she still in Tokyo for the Super Bowl then? Because
I don't think so.
Remember we were saying she would have to fly back.
Yes, I thought that the Super Bowl was usually, because the Super Bowl is usually the third or the fourth, the second, third, fourth, but it is late this year because they are doing 18 weeks of playing or 18 games, something along the lines. But there's more games this year, so the Super Bowl is longer. Or further away.
I see.
Yes.
I see. I'm trying to see where she's going to be.
It says she is
at Tokyo.
She'll still be there?
Are they doing like six? Tokyo, February 7th to the 10th. Why have I been saying February 3rd? I've been saying February 3rd like every fucking day.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought that too. I don't know. That's weird.
Listen, I've really been saying February 3rd like
every
day.
No, I remember. Yeah, and I've been saying it too.
Huh.
I thought that she was going to be there the same time.
And also
no.
People were saying February 3rd. During when they were like Reputation announcement. Yes. Okay. So she is in Tokyo. Whatever. Well, it kind of seems like the Chiefs aren't going to go to the Super Bowl anyway. So
no,
who knows?
I don't think so.
Who knows? Who cares? In that case, I don't care. But okay. So we have the Grammys coming up February 4th. She will be there.
Maybe,
I guess.
Be there. Yeah.
And then I think that'll probably be the end of her award show circuit. She won't be at the Oscars or anything.
No,
like that.
I don't. No, I don't think so.
I'm trying to get to the Oscars. Do you hear this?
No.
So 5 years ago, I tweeted, if I don't get to the Oscars in 5 years, I will set myself on fire.
Oh, uh-oh.
And because I just really, you know, I was being dramatic.
Yeah, obviously.
Obviously. Probably had a glass of wine at the time. 5 years ago, my tweets from my tweets any time within the past, before 2020, any of my tweets were, I was heavily drinking.
Okay.
Like, that's always the thing.
Yeah,
I don't drink as much as I used to, thank God. But they were heavy, heavy drinking tweets. And so this was a mild drinking tweet. But I said I was going to set myself on fire if I didn't end up at the Oscars in 5 years. Your sister replied to it and was like marking the calendar.
Okay.
Which was funny. And then I quote tweeted it and said at Robert Mills, our friend over at ABC, the Oscars are run by ABC. And I said, am I buying a dress this year or am I getting a matchbook?
Oh,
and he said, looks like we'll have to get you in, is what he replied.
Okay.
We'll see how real that is.
Right.
But if I'm at the Oscars, you best believe I'm never going to stop talking about it.
Oh, I cannot.
What would I even wear?
You'd have to go shopping at like Barney's or something.
I would have to wear like a Taylor Swift replica gown. No. What else would I wear?
You just wear the same exact
dress. The Vanity Fair Oscars party dress that she wore, the black with the gold.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll wear that.
Yeah, perfect.
I don't know, man.
Yeah.
But I don't even know what I would wear. So we'll see. Who knows if that'll actually happen. But
that would
be nice.
Crazy.
So if somehow Taylor Swift ended up at the Oscars, I would pass out.
Like, oh, my God.
I wouldn't be able to handle it. But
breathing the same air as her.
Breathing the same air would be so insane. But now that we are friends with them, I'm kind of... I would love if we can get a little, you know, if our bachelor relationship could get like me, Rhea, and Fran up in that place. That would be fun. That would be fun. But anyway, so we'll see about all that. Excited about award season in general.
Me too. Love. It's my favorite season.
Same.
Awards.
Favorite season. Awards.
Yeah.
Moira Rose.
Awards.
And I think that's pretty much it. So what else is on our... I'm trying to think if we have anything coming up to keep our eyes peeled for.
No.
Still kind of living in limbo until the tour starts back up.
Yeah.
How about this? How about next week... Keep an eye on the Instagram. I know we literally said this last week, but keep an eye on the Instagram. Subscribe to the YouTube, please. But also keep an eye on the Instagram. today we will set up a phone line
for
voicemails.
Yeah.
And next week we'll do an all, we'll do an update on if anything happened, but we'll do an all voicemail episode and we'll listen to you guys and anything you guys want to talk about, we'll talk about.
Yeah.
Sound good? Okay. Keep your eyes peeled. See you later.